In the name of Jesus, the incarnate and manifest Son of God, amen. When Jesus was born of Mary in a nondescript stable in Bethlehem, the Christian era began. When Jesus was found and manifest in an undescribed house somewhere by three persistent and scholarly Gentiles, the era of Christian missions began. And the prophets of old had prophesied concerning this era in very specific terms. I've chosen one such prophecy as a matter which would lead our discussion this morning. It is recorded in the book of Malachi, the first chapter, the 11th verse. My name will be great among the nations, from the rising to the setting of the sun. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to my name, because my name will be great among the heathen, says the Lord Almighty. As a former missionary to the Philippines and now as Asia Secretary for the Board for Mission Services of our church, the meaning of the Epiphany is becoming more and more clear and more powerful to me. And it is my prayer that it becomes more and more clear and more powerful to you also, because that is one of the bases of our future ministry. If you think about it, the three wise Gentiles, or scholars, or astrologists, or however you wish to identify these men, they were very clear about some things. They were clear about the fact that in their studies of the documents that they had perused, they knew that there was a great and mighty king, a great ruler, had been born, and that a star would lead them to that person. But it became even more clear, and it became absolutely powerful to them when they finally arrived at the place where they found the Messiah, the Christ, Jesus, and when they worshiped him, recognizing him as their Lord and Savior, and offered him pure offerings, incense, gold, and myrrh. That was the first time that the message of Christ had been preached and believed by the Gentiles, and the scriptures were fulfilled. Today, the name of Christ is great. His name is great among the Gentiles, among the heathen. From the rising to the setting of the sun. Yet the full manifestation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and of his gospel is far from being finished. Listen, 56% of the world's population lives in Asia. Of that 56% of the population, only some 3% of that population confess that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. Only 3% of these individuals have experienced the love of Christ. The rest of them have had no epiphany whatsoever. In fact, the majority of them have never ever heard the name of Jesus at all. Now, this doesn't mean to say that these heathen are bad people. They're very good people. But they certainly do not have the blessed gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's the thing to which we are sent. These individuals have never had the opportunity to be invited, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. They have never experienced the joy and the relief and the wonder of hearing, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven. Nor have they heard the blessed gospel that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for them. Maybe they just haven't been as wise or as persistent as the wise Gentiles. Or maybe we just haven't gotten the job done. Maybe we haven't haven't been as involved in the manifestation, in the epiphany, as we should be. That's clear, but there are some other things that are clear, and that's the fact that all of us who are gathered here today have experienced the epiphany. In our very own lives, there has been a manifestation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have seen him born. We have seen him as a young man in the temple. We have seen him living a perfect life. We have seen him suffering and dying and rising and ascending. We have seen him in faith in our own lives. Now, you know, that's really something. There are more than 4.4 billion people in the world, and you have been picked. I have been picked. By the grace of God, we have seen the magnitude of our sins. We realize that these sins have been placed upon Jesus Christ, and that he has washed them and made them white with his blood. By the grace of the Holy Spirit, we have been brought to faith in Christ. And that formula, that process, is in fact the epiphany process that you and I are committed to in our lives. In fact, every one of us here has experienced an even greater epiphany than that, or a continuation of that epiphany, because we have made decisions in our life to be full-time workers in the church. The Holy Spirit has affected us, and the love of Christ has affected us so intensely that we have set ourselves on a course where we say, Lord, take me and use me. But I venture to say that there are many who are here today who are still saying, and will continue to say for some period of time with the Apostle Paul, when he was on the road to Damascus, he said, what shall I do, Lord? What kind of ministry is right for me? Shall I serve a parish? Shall I prepare to teach someplace? Shall I be a Christian counselor of some sort or another? Shall I do institutional work? Or, Lord, as missionary Ron Rawl spoke about yesterday, is there a place for my feet upon the mountain? What shall I do, Lord? Perhaps the Lord is speaking to you about the thousands, yes, the millions of people who are just on the other side of the mountains. When I was a missionary in the Philippines, I looked around me, and I lived in the mountains, and I always thought there must be somebody on the other side of that mountain. Today's the day that I've got to get across there, and we went across many of them. But maybe it isn't just across the mountain or on the mountains of the Tea Estates in Sri Lanka, or maybe it isn't on the shores of the Philippines or Taiwan, or maybe it isn't on the rolling hills of Taiwan or Korea or Japan, or on the plains of any land. There is a need. There are lost people there, people who are waiting for you to epiphanize them. Waiting for you to be an instrument of their salvation. Now, I happen to know that there are some of you who are in your last years who are already saying, I think maybe foreign mission work is for me. And there are others who say foreign mission work is not for me. But let me say that each one of us, regardless of what our ministry might be, is a missionary. And so there's no shame to being a missionary in downtown St. Louis or wherever it might be, just as there is no shame to being a missionary on the foreign mission field. But may God give you the wisdom to see your place in this great epiphany message and to realize that there are many people who are in need of that saving gospel outside the continental United States. But maybe this message is even more for students who are earlier in the process, and you're really struggling with what your future will be. It is my prayer that you are led to think about what that ministry will be very early in your life. Because in making such a decision, you will be filled with a joy and with a power that will help you along the way. There's something that does not happen. One doesn't become a trained and experienced missionary during the last month or last week of their seminary training. One doesn't become a trained and experienced missionary during the last month or last week of their seminary training. A call doesn't prepare one for a cross-cultural ministry. But a person who has made a decision to consider seriously the work of foreign missions and begins to prepare for that ministry, both in their life and in their work and in their spirit, experiences the joy and blessing and the work of the Holy Spirit in their life that is remarkable. When Jesus was talking to his disciples just before he ascended up into heaven, he said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And may the Holy Spirit be upon you and give you the joy and desire to prepare for the work of foreign missions." There is something that all of you ought to know. Within the last few days, the World Area staff has been working with an analysis of the missionary requirements in the world. And in Asia, that's East Asia and South Asia, 7 partner churches and 1 mission field, and hopefully a new mission field, there is a need for 38 workers. There are requests for 38 workers. And the laborers are as few as the dollars are to send them. But the heathen are still there. The epiphany has not been there for so many. The sin, the guilt, the death, the suffering, the pain, the poverty, the hopelessness, the temporal and eternal death is still there. But the epiphany has not been there. The name of Jesus Christ still has not been made great in the hearts of many, because we have not sent, we have not preached, they have not heard. We must go. You are preparing. You must go. As epiphanized, I guess that's the word, let's try it anyhow. As epiphanized seminarians in mission, are we willing to ask the Lord, "Lord, what shall I do?" And if he answers and says, "Go, manifest my salvation, make my name great among the heathen," will you respond with Isaiah and say, "Here am I, send me, send me"? God grant that you will be willing to do that for the sake of the incarnate Savior. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.